Give us some background on how the Kentucky Angels Network came to be.
There are people across the state that are involved in trying to help entrepreneurs across the state, as well as the Cabinet for Economic Development. And so the thought was, if many of us think about entrepreneurs as sort of the growth engine for Kentucky of the future, and as entrepreneurs, right, oftentimes you need investors in your network. So you need some money to launch your business. And of course, as investors, you need entrepreneurs. If you're interested in investing in that kind of thing, you want to find the best opportunities. So there are already lots of pockets of things going, great things going on around the state. What are called angel investor groups, which are groups of private investors that invest in some of these early stage, many high risk ventures. But each community can't make it on its own, right? So what we need to do is network that across the state.
How does this work now?
The thought is that we'll be able to take an entrepreneur anywhere in the state, and then we'll have investors anywhere in the state, and we'll do an online webinar kind of event where the entrepreneur will be able to present their business, right? The investors, they can be sitting in a group somewhere. They can be sitting at their office, right, watching this. They can be sitting at home, right, watching this on their laptop. They'll be able to hear the investor. They'll be able to see the presentation. We'll also have, at least to start with, we're going to have entrepreneurs that have already raised some money but need more money to complete their deal. So we'll also have what are called lead investors on the call. So if I'm an investor sitting anywhere in the state, I hear the presentation, I hear what the entrepreneur has to say, I can hear why the lead investor has already committed some money to that. I can ask questions. And that's really the purpose. It's to make introductions.
From both sides, the investor side, the entrepreneur side, are there sets of criteria that have to be met before you can participate in this?
So on the investor side, the criteria have to be what's called an accredited investor. And that's not something we define. That's the Securities and Exchange Commission, right, criteria. It essentially says you have enough enough wealth to withstand some losses, because these are early-stage private investments. Many of them are high risk. So the SEC defines that. So you have to, from the investor side, you have to meet that criteria to be able to participate in these monthly online calls. From the entrepreneur side, there's really two criteria. One is you have to be a client of what this statewide innovation network. So you have to already be involved with the people statewide that help out entrepreneurs. And the second one, at least to start, is you already have to have raised some money on your deal and have negotiated terms for that investment. And the goal there is just to make it easier for people that are not as familiar with that particular deal or haven't had the chance to sit in on all the presentations. They don't have to worry as much about negotiating the deal. They just have to decide, is it the kind of deal I'm interested in myself? And that's an individual decision by the investor.
And I take it as a matter of course, these investors, this particular class of investor, is pretty thick-skinned, is pretty attuned to the risk that they're engaging in and willing to step out there and take some risk.
That's the kind of investors we're looking for, because these are, mostly high-risk investors.
And you mentioned that these are accredited investors. But just for the sake of expanding on that and from the entrepreneur's perspective, how can this person make sure that an investor has credibility and can be – how can they verify that?
Two ways. I mean, every person that is able to – that gets the notice as from an investor point of view to sit in on these calls will have signed a piece of paper that says, as part of signing up for the network, that says they meet the criteria that the SEC has defined. And that's a self-certification process, and that's fine with the SEC. That's one step. Second step is before any investor actually makes an investment, then the entrepreneur will have legal documents that need to be signed, and the investor will have to, again, reconfirm that they meet those criteria.